Morning. I'm the new guy. And as I told the 5 o'clock crowd last night, I'm going to be like the Lord in the sense that you will see me, then you will not see me, and then you will see me again. So this is just what our Protestant friends would call a pulpit swap. Father Jerome is out at St. Raymond's in Menlo Park, so they get to meet him, and I'm out here so you can get to meet me. And then you can all tell stories about us when we go back to our places tomorrow. So it's a pleasure for me to be here with you to break open the Word and wish all of you mothers a happy and blessed Mother's Day. I think it's very appropriate that Mother's Day lands on Good Shepherd Sunday because the Lord tells us that we hear his voice and we follow him. But we know that the Lord is also very subtle in his call. You know, he doesn't try to bang us over the head like, you know, our advertisers, right? And we know that sometimes we really need to listen for God's voice. We hear in the Old Testament, remember the prophet Elijah on the mountain. The Lord wasn't in the whirlwind. The Lord wasn't in the flame. The Lord wasn't in the earthquake. It's in the still, small voice. And that is when the prophet fell down and worshiped. There are so many voices, brothers and sisters, that are trying to get our attention. In the media, in the newspapers, we even carry distractions around with us. And we need to listen to the Lord's voice. We need to be quiet to hear the Lord's voice. We need to go into that secret chamber of our hearts and listen for God's voice. We need to do that every day, because as soon as we go out the door, thousands of other voices will be trying to get our attention, but we need to stay focused on the Lord's voice. In our first reading, Paul and Barnabas are preaching, and as the Acts tells us, that the Jews judge themselves unworthy. Well, how do they do that? You know, there's no courtroom scene. There's no one saying, "You are unworthy." Because they're not listening. They have turned away from the voice of God. They've turned away from God definitively manifested in Jesus. So they judge themselves unworthy. And one of the best images of the Last Judgment is not a big courtroom scene. You know, God or Jesus in, you know, judge's robes sitting on a high bench, you know, that we approach, you know, and God says, "Guilty, you're going to hell." You know, that's not the way it works. The Last Judgment is when we appear before God, all of our self-deceptions, all of the lies that we tell ourselves, all the things are stripped away. And we see ourselves finally with perfect clarity, and we know where we're gonna go, and we go. This is judgment in the scriptural sense, that we see ourselves as God sees us, and we go to our proper place. Now, one of the reasons that it's appropriate that it's Mother's Day is because I'm sure all of you moms out there and even you dads have seen this in action. You know, there could be a crowded room with hundreds of screaming children, but the mother knows when it's her child screaming. Can hear it across the room, hear it across the valley, and she knows that her child is in trouble. That is the kind of attention we need to have to the voice of God. We need to focus in and zero in so we can hear where he is calling us to be. Because he is the good shepherd, he will protect us. He will get us through all the trials and the travails of life, and that ultimately lead us to those green pastures that we call heaven. So on this Good Shepherd Sunday, let us resolve to listen more closely each day. Let us go into the secret chamber of our hearts to be with our God, to listen to that still, small voice, and emerge confident, knowing that the crucified and risen Lord has trampled sin, suffering, and death. So while we might experience these things temporarily, we know ultimately God wins. God has won already, and that we will share in that victory. And may the good Lord bless especially all of you mothers on this Mother's Day. May we, your children, your grandchildren, honor and respect you. And may all of us listen to the voice of our Good Shepherd, following his voice, leading where he will take us to the glory of heaven that lasts forever.